With the deadline for adopting the New York State budget days away, Albany area assembly members John McDonald and Pat Fahey conducted a community conversation Thursday to bring constituents up to date. Guided by a PowerPoint presentation at an Albany Public Library branch, the Democrats detailed a laundry list of various priorities and funding recommendations, giving their opinions as to what items are likely to pass and fail. Fahey is concerned about the Internet Fairness and Conformity Act.
I'm surprised that that's as difficult as it is because, first of all, it's not a new tax, and it's to help our New York businesses, especially the small mom and pops who are paying taxes and competing with those in Nebraska and New Jersey and South Dakota who are not paying taxes when they sell to people buying over the Internet, third-party buyers through the eBays and the Etsys, who are not paying their sales tax. Not only is it hurting the bricks and mortars, the Main Street businesses, as well as the Crossgate Mall type businesses, it's hurting the individual owners and those jobs that are tied to it. So this is it's not a new tax. It's just asking those from out of state to pay their share, and it is to level the playing field.
Is it going anywhere this year?
Well, the governor has it in. The assembly has it in. The Senate does not have it because right now they're saying that they're opposing all fees and taxes. But this is not a new tax. So and it helps businesses. It helps New York businesses.
Republican Senator George Amador, representing New York's 46th district, tells HudsonValley360.com. The Internet tax plan is being discussed within the confines of the budget. Meantime, the City of Albany's push to plug a $12.5 million budget gap continues. McDonald says the annual quest is still part of the process.
The governor, unfortunately, did not include it in the budget proposal. Both Member Fahey and myself worked hard to make sure at least a portion of what's in the city's plan of 9.8 is included, and we're still working closely with the governor to try to make sure that the city sees the $12.5 million.
The New York Bicycling Coalition's Leah Golby praised the upstate lawmakers for supporting the Capital District Transportation Authority.
They've done a really good job of working with the downstate assembly members and pushing for upstate transit.
With Easter Sunday potentially moving up the budget deadline, McDonald believes lawmakers will finalize the document by the end of next week.
Only Thursday or into early Friday morning. If things work well, our speaker has been very true and optimistic that, you know, things seem to be going in the right direction. There are some large hurdles to overcome. Both Pat and I, because we're in the Capital Region, the speaker will be here for tomorrow and the next couple days. We'll be back at it probably Sunday night, definitely Monday, and with a little bit of with a lot of hard work and a little bit of luck, we'll deliver a budget not only on time but early.
McDonald and Fahey feel the community forum gives them the pulse of the people.
These forums always remind me of how diverse New York State is, and there's a variety of different thoughts and opinions, and we try to respond to them as best we can. It's always good to have public feedback. That public feedback, I think, helps provide us to be better informed as we're going through the decision-making process.
It is like drinking from a fire hose because there's so many issues, and people brought up a couple of more. Today I'm going home thinking, oh, I need this change. I need, 10 new changes on the PowerPoint that we've worked so hard to put together, because there are hundreds of issues that are addressed in the yearly budget. And all we try to do is give a snapshot.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.